Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. John, but Suzette's call just dropped, so hopefully she'll call back in. So tonight's episode, it kind of stemmed from a conversation that I had with a new client that I work with at a facility, and he was bringing up different ideas about the originality of the United States and in its conception, what principles it was founded on. So he brought me a picture of a map. And thank you for calling back in, Suzette. He brought a picture of a map to me with four cities in America called Centralia. Now, in the United States continental borders, there's 12 cities named Centralia. Well, the Masons created four cities. Now, you have to understand they got here in the 1700s, and some states weren't developed. But there were four cities named Centralia. One was on the East Coast near Washington, D.C. One was in Northern California. One was up towards Fargo by the Canadian border, and one was south, like in Texas. And those four cities named Centralia created a cross pattern, which was supposed to be the cross of Christ. And their commitment was that they wanted to create a nation that was centered on the sacrifice and deity of Christ and his commitment, to the triangular Christian God, which loves and accepts everybody and gives people second chances. Now, there's more to the story, and I'm going to tell you a comical blurb tonight before I get more into the masonry ideas, because there is conflicting methodologies about the architectural design of the city of Washington. It was actually a French architect who George Washington appointed to this position. It wasn't the Masons themselves. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. The first conspiracy type thing that this new client told me was that Robin Williams committed suicide after living 23,032 days on Earth. And he used to be a numbers guy. He knew a lot about math. And the number 23,032 is a palindrome, which means the number going forwards is the same as the number going backwards. And he did it on this day because it was a certain symbolism with a zero in the middle. So if you think of the number 23,032, there's a zero right after the comma. And that was a special kind of symbolism. And the reason he committed suicide is because was on the onset of Parkinson's disease. It was for selfish reasons, so to speak, because he was losing his capacity to be funny, to tell jokes, and to perform. But the guy in the facility told me that his mom had special powers. She could predict things, and she predicted the collapse of the Minneapolis Bridge years before it happened. So skipping on to that, I just thought that would enlighten the audience listening. We now have Wade on the line, too. So I just want to tell you a 60-second soundbite of the Masons before we get into our discussion. It's not like there's a professor in the UC California system who has expertise on the Masons. She said they are not technically a secret society. A lot of their customs and practices are well known. They have a fraternal brotherhood, but they also have a charitable arm in which they have 21 Shriner hospitals around the country, and they raise approximately $2 million per day. Any child going to those hospitals gets free service. But the secret of the Masons that people are obsessed with is that there's symbols around Washington, D.C. There's a third eye on the dollar bill. And there's a lot of, mysterious secrets in Washington, D.C. and certain buildings that are attributed to the Masons. And they started out as a somewhat charitable branch. Once European went from a feudalistic society to more of a mercantile system, and which resulted in capitalism, they became builders, and they contributed greatly to societies by being, the word Mason comes from bricklaying. So they were a strong social part of the fabric in Europe that contributed to building buildings and doing social work, so to speak. When the French architects started designing Washington, D.C., as people like John and others who probably do a lot of research knows, there's a strange triangular pattern, and there's also perfect squares within the dimensions of the street, which is the symbol of perfectionism. And if you've ever been to Washington, D.C., it's easily to get lost because all of a sudden you're walking on one street that's diagonal and you're trying to take a right to go in another direction, and sometimes you end up back in the same place, and it's confusing. So I believe in my philosophy that they were just building a society. They were trying to base it on Christian principles of fraternity and brotherhood and upbuilding society. I don't know, think there was much darkness to it, but there was probably some elitism. Because there's one building in D.C., and they have several orders in the country where they've met since the late 1700s. So I just thought this was an interesting topic, and it was promulgated by one of our clients who showed me this map of these cities called Centralia. And I guess my ultimate question is this. If they were trying to weave in Christian symbolism into the fabric of the architecture, what was the messaging? Were they trying to honor God by building a society that honored him? Or did they have an underhanded objective of maintaining a pattern of elitism that only a few could understand? So I'm going to let the hosts in one by one who called in first. Good evening, Suzette. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. If I can go last, that would be great, just because I want to speak
That's
to
cool.
the
and
latter.
I'll give everybody an update on the polo shirts. I'm going in Monday to pick out the thread, and then they're going to finish making them, and then I will be needing everybody's particular addresses to mail them off. And then once I get the pricing, Suzette, I can order one for your husband, okay?
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And here we have John, who called in second. Good evening, John. And how's it going tonight?
Excellent. Sister Jane, who is not qualified to become a Freemason or a part of the Masonic Order because it only applies to men.
And that was one of the things they mentioned at the end of the video, that you may apply to become a Freemason and you can go up to like 35 to 50 steps, but you have to be a male. Now, I'll let you go first after I bring in Wade, because I'm sure you have plenty to say. Hi, Wade. Thank you for calling in tonight and being part of the show.
Yeah, hey.
We haven't heard from you in a while, and I'm sure you're pretty much staying busy.
Yep.
And now my son kind of lives in your neck of the woods. He's stationed near Barstow. And I'm pretty sure when you pass from Arizona to L.A. that sometimes you probably take the 10 through Palm Springs, but maybe sometimes you take the 15. I'm not sure. I think the Vegas people go that way.
Oh, Barstow's off the – I'm not sure where Barstow is very well. It's off the –
Yeah, I think it's halfway – it's near Victorville.
Okay.
So when you take the trip from your town in Arizona to L.A., you take the 10, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much straight. Yeah, the 10 goes right between L.A. and Phoenix, yep.
Okay, no problem. So, John, why don't you get into my introduction and counter-react to everything that I just said?
Well, the you have to pay your fees or your dues to become a Mason, and I was just looking it up. In California, members in good standing, you have to be in good standing, which means being up with your dues. You have to believe in several principles, like there's a supreme being, kind of a brotherhood of man. You must join in of your own free will. You can always quit whenever you want, but you have to turn in a letter of resignation, or they want you to. Some people say just leave, but to be in good standing, you want to send them notice. And then, of course, some people don't pay their fees, and that gets them kicked out. It says it's $180 for 2021, which I'm surprised, because I would think, like Scientology, you'd be have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. But it kind of seems that part isn't too elite. But it is rather interesting. I guess, Jane, if you were to identify as a male trans, maybe you could get in that way.
Okay. You're not going to target me tonight because this is just a topic I decided to do. So it's not because I want to be a Freemason. I was questioning, based on their history and origin, I was questioning what their role was in building this country and what their objective was.
Well, they have a symbol for everything. It's for architecture and building, and there's
I'm
a G in it.
I'm looking at it right now. It looks like a mathematical ruler, and the thing coming down kind of looks like a that other thing you use in math, like a compass.
Yeah, it's a compass, and I want to say it's a, what do you call it? It's basically a 90-degree measuring.
Ruler?
What? It's not a ruler. It's a square.
A side
edge? A square, a compass, and then the G stands for geometry, which is the principles that architecture and math are based upon to build structures. And so I'm wondering, I kind of wanted to ask our co-hosts if they have any information regarding George Washington and Masons and Ben Franklin and some of these
others. I'm going to open that up to the floor, but we have a caller from I believe it's the Oregon area, so let's see what they have to say. Hi, this is Jane from Political Gravity. Who do we have on the line? Would you like to say something or listen?
Oh.
Okay, I think they're just here to listen right now, so I'm going to put them on mute. Okay, so, John, could you repeat that question for other people?
I was just asking the co-host if they had any historical or information or input regarding presidents such as George Washington or other leaders like Benjamin Franklin, and what their association with the Masonic Order are. Washington, D.C. is definitely designed. You can see the whole design of it is built around their symbolism. And you'll notice, example, one of the concepts of it is, it can get really dark, by the way, but the basic concept is as above, so below. So as things, the order of the heavens above, that's how they want the earth to be. So they believe in a brotherhood of man. And so like all religions, we're all good. We all love each other. It's not really Christian specific. It's just everyone's in just love and peace and build the community kind of stuff, which is very good for a one world order. It's very good for a kind of a common religion. And that is problematic because it's saying that all answers are right. So it's kind of like saying Christ died on the cross for sin.
Well, that's kind of the same concept of when the Catholic Church dominated governments in the 14, 15, and 1600s in Europe, and they believed that the earthly rulers were divine rulers, and it was God's kingdom
right
on earth. But that was more Christian-specific. That was more Christian-specific, not just any religion.
Right. They believe that Catholic means a universal. So they believe it's a universal church and that we're all departed or separated brethren and sisters. So eventually we'll all reconcile and get under the umbrella of the world church, which is, you know, Catholicism. That's their concept. And so in that, what they did is a lot of the structures are built. Oh, so what I was saying is that you'll see reflection pools So like wherever you see the all these monuments, like Washington Monument, you'll see monuments in other countries too. There's or like say Lincoln or the other places in Washington D.C. You'll see these reflection pools, and that's to show as above, so below. It's a reverse image, which is kind of when you get into Illuminati thought that things are reversed or upside down. So example, sixes and are nines. That's a reversible number. And that's where you get into the 666 and other stuff like that. But there's a whole a lot more stuff about that. But I was thinking usually we have the other hosts, I think they have a lot of knowledge that I might not have about this. I like to tap into that.
And like I was going to say, my basic premise tonight is discovering, based on this theory, what was their objective and where were they going with this? And was it misguided or did they have a higher purpose? So, Suzette, you said you wanted to go last, and Wade, you can go next if you want.
Okay, sure. I mean, I've heard a lot of speculation about the Freemasons. I haven't heard a lot of concrete evidence that they're good or bad. Obviously, it sounds like I think they were based on people, Masons, who, I mean, you look at the cathedrals of Europe, they're incredible, so these had to have been pretty smart people. You hear about how secretive they were, and you hear that they control the world or something, but, I mean, I guess if they're so secretive, then how do we know they're controlling things or that they're bad?
And the professor, who is an expert on them, said that they're not that secretive. That's kind of part of the misguided theory.
Yeah. So maybe people just like these stories, and it just drums up kind of people's imagination. I mean, I know a lot of people will think any kind of real organized group, and they start associating with like the Jonestown stuff, and think, oh no, this is a cult, and you know, not always a special group that has its own way of doing things doesn't necessarily automatically mean that they're a bad, negative. Actually, I had an amusing conversation the other day where we were asking each other what would we do if we started a cult. Funny, we're talking about that.
Yeah, one thing I could say to clarify this, and then I'll check in with the other caller in a few minutes. I'll just read one thing. Freemasonry or Masonry consists of fraternal organizations, local guilds of stonemasons that started in the 13th century. There's three grades. There's the medieval craft guilds, those of apprentice, journeyman, or the master mason. The candidate of these three degrees progressively taught the meanings of the symbols and entrusted with grip signs and words to signify to other members that he has been initiated. It's part allegorical, like a morality play, and part lecture. I know there's probably a lot of compliance within the, this is me talking, there's probably a lot of compliance within the fraternal brotherhood, and there was probably high expectations of conformity. But nowadays, I bet you it's more like a tradition, and I don't think that any one religion would endorse this unless it really paralleled their principles. That's my take on it. Suzette, what do you have to say about it? Are you there? It's coming across fuzzy, Suzette.
Okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to unmute myself.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so I know this is kind of a deep topic, but just comment on, you know, your take on this so far. You're not, we can't hear you. Well, until I hear her voice, I'll just answer. John, you were right in the video.
I was going to throw some stuff out there.
So she's going to have to call back in.
Yeah.
In the video,
she might be
you
in the
were
bad
right.
Zone.
Yeah, she lives near Riverside. You were right that it's only men. The person does have to be of good character. So they're not going to take anybody with a misdemeanor or felony. Like, I look at it that there's going to be they have to be leaders in the community, so to speak, like have some form of desire to be in the group and be established on some level in some profession.
Now, well, there's a lot more to it.
Where does the dark symbolism come in? Just because of the fact that they were part of the design?
There's a whole history of stuff. You've got George Washington. If you look at the in D.C., they have buildings with paintings, and Washington is laying the cornerstone for Washington, D.C., when they were building, I don't know if it was the White House or one of the monuments, but basically one of the first structures that they were building, he's laying the cornerstone. He has the Mason's bib or whatever you would call it that they wear around their waist. It's kind of like a waiter's or waitress's kind of like when you're an apron.
I heard one of the cornerstones went missing.
He was wearing the Mason's apron with the symbol on it. And of our presidents, I think the first 30 or 40 presidents were all Masons. There's just a couple that weren't. Lincoln wasn't, as far as I understand. JFK wasn't. But most of them were. I mean, we're talking, you know, think about this. President of the United States, the most powerful leader, the most powerful, you know, country in the world. And all the presidents were Masons. And this is a,
I bet
again.
Jimmy Carter wasn't, but I was watching video on. Guess who was a Mason who you wouldn't think they were? The Colonel Sanders guy, the guy who created Kentucky Fried Chicken. And Gerald Ford was also a Mason.
I see.
But there wasn't too many surprises. The only one that was a surprise was the KFC guy, which I don't know his original name, but his commercial name is Colonel Sanders.
Well, they
Suzette's back on, I think. No, she's not on yet. Do you guys think I should try to let the other caller back in? Or what do you think?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, let me try and see if he has some. Maybe he's a Mason himself. Hi, this is Jane from BTR. Would you like to say something? I guess not. Okay, so we can branch off on other topics. What did you guys think about the theory that my resident told me on the palindrome that Robin Williams even had a methodology to how and why he was going to die on a certain day?
Well, boy, I don't know much about that.
Wait, did you miss that part of my intro?
I may have. I came. I called
okay,
about 5 minutes in.
I'll add one more piece to it. There was a character on Mork and Mindy called something like Alan Palindrome, and apparently there was a member of the cast that was into numerology, and he was friends with Robin Williams, and when Robin Williams decided to kill himself. Part of it was because he was developing Parkinson's, but he chose a particular day that was going to only happen like once in 50 or 60 years. Like the next one was going to happen much, he would have been dead before the next number. So he killed himself on the day that it was 23,032 days on Earth, which is a number called a palindrome, which means the numbers going in forward order are the same as going in reverse order. And he chose day based on the numerology. And it was supposed to provide some symbolism. So, and maybe it provided him some ultimate comfort, you know, to why he did it on that day. And Suzette's back on the line, so I'll bring her in. Suzette, are you having problems tonight?
I am. Oh, my goodness.
I tell you what, you're calling in originally for the first time, it was all classical music, then I had to call in again, and then you were already in the middle of the show.
So based on everything we said tonight, I was talking to Wade again about Robin Williams. Do you have any contribution to these off-topic topics?
I heard what you were talking about there, and I heard that something about that as well concerning Robin Williams. I know that there are a lot of elites that are tied to the Freemasonry organization, and, you know, they have their groups across the United States but are predominantly in Washington, I guess. They also have a women's branch, if you want to call it that, or a branch of the Freemasons for, I guess, the wives or women, which is interesting. But I believe they're all somehow tied into the Illuminati as far as the Christian symbolism versus the elitism. Always elitism. Christianity was used as a guise, as you were talking about, as far as the Catholic Church. It was all corrupted, you know, way back before it almost began. And so what people believe to be Christianity now is actually far from it. We'll have to go into a topic about that, and so I can go more into it because there's so much. But, yeah, so I know that it was actually based on the elitism. As far as their Christianity goes, again, it was corrupted, you know, way before the United States was actually put together and ratified and all of that good stuff. So anyway, back to you. We'll move on to the next topic.
Robin Williams had Lewy body syndrome. It's called DLB. It's a form of dementia. And his wife stated that was one of the things that drove him to suicide, is the neurodegenerative type of dementia. It causes fluctuations in people's mental status, hallucinations, and impairment of motor functions.
Well,
but he had also been diagnosed with Parkinson's 3 months before he died. I don't want to get too deep into that. The part that was I was trying to identify was that the mystery of the palindrome.
Well, now, are you able to hear me at all? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, but somebody's cell phone has a lot of cackling. I can hear you, yes.
Okay, because I was going to say is that a lot of times when celebrities such as Michael Jackson or Kobe Bryant or Robin Williams, when they die, you get a lot of conspiracy theories, and some of them have validity. Kobe, there's a lot of things with his death that were foretold. A lot of symbolism with numbers, with things that they did before. LeBron, Kobe handed over to him like his shoes and like I'm passing the torch to you. A couple of days before the weekend. They had a snake on the court to symbolize the Black Mamba, and the serpent represents Satan. And, you know, we could go on with Kobe in 666. He had the 666 workout program. That's 6 days, 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for 6 months. And that was his train. He bragged on it, and he did a lot of talking. He had his helicopter had the Black Mamba on his snake. And there was other things regarding him and his daughter. You know, some said he was a sacrifice. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's really tied in very conveniently. But now with other celebrities, I've seen it done with, like, Michael Jackson had to sacrifice himself, Whitney had to sacrifice herself and her children, that kind of stuff. Possible, possible not. But what is very well known is the Masons are very strong in symbolism and very strong identifying with things such as the Eye of Horus, pyramids, you know, even pentagrams, things that are occultic. I'll give you an example. One of their strongest writers is Albert Pike, and his books are in the library in Washington, D.C. And here's what he says. He says, to you, Sovereign Grand Inspectors General 33 Degree Masons, we say this that you may repeat it to the brethren of the 32nd, 31st, and 30th degrees. It's like this is inner circle stuff. Like number 33s are talking to the 32s, 31s, and 30s. Like anyone below those levels, they don't get this truth. The Masonic religion, this is a religion, a path to God, should be by all of us initiates of the high degrees maintained in the purity of the Luciferian doctrine. Now understand what they promote is mankind, the brotherhood of man, the promotion of man, not the promotion of God. And that's where you get into a slippery slope, because that's what Luciferian is about. It's like, you know, do as thou wilt. And so you start, instead of thy will be done, not mine, like Christ, you know, promotes to God, is probably do what's good for you. Do what's wise. And the Old Testament, there's a one of the books ends saying, every man, there was no king in the land, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. And God judged that those generations as wicked, as deceitful, because they were just doing what you want to do. And that's the problem with that, these groups, is it's secret stuff. And they even say in the right, Pike wrote repeatedly, like, this truth, it's not for the masses. It's to be held secret. It's to be held for those of the masters, for us, you know, the worshipful masters, and as worship these above you, men. And so that's where you tread into some really dangerous water. Now, was George Washington a Luciferian? Was Benjamin Franklin? Were all these other presidents? I don't know what they were into. You know, they could be on the outsiders. Were they 33 degrees or higher? I don't know. I can tell you Disney was highly in the Masonic. He had Club 33 at Disneyland. You pay extra money to get into it.
Yes.
And that's come, you'll see the floors are black and white squares. When you see music videos with black and white squares, when you see outfits with black and white outfits, and you see this on a lot of the pops, we could do a whole show on that. Well, you'll see, you know, people like Ariana Grande, or you'll see J-Lo, or you'll see Shakira, or you'll see Beyonce, or Michael Jackson, black and white, right? You'll see the symbolism. Disney was working strong with the government and the military. He was a federal agent of the U.S. to promote, call it propaganda, but American values through the Disney Club. And so a lot of this stuff, you know, kids go and they're learning Disney, the values of love, and, you know, like the Lion King, and then, oh, you know, like the prince and the princess happy ending. But the problem is, you look at a lot of those Disney stories, they're really dark. I mean, like, you look at Lion King, what's his dad's name?
Mephisto.
He gets what thrown to the jackals, right? They eat him alive. You look at Hansel and Gretel, or you look at Cinderella, a lot of these stories, and people's hands are cut off. They're killed. They're, you know, Pinocchio and all these. It's really dark. Dark stuff, like kids being sold and lost boys and you know, the people are buying the children on the island for sale. You know, I mean, this is like human trafficking stuff. And the point is, people think of Disney as the family values. A lot of their stories is always with witches and spells and the occult, the magic kingdom, magic. So, go ahead.
Washington wasn't an official Freemason. I'm trying to remember this documentary I saw. The variety
was he like honorary or something? Like an honorary guy or something?
Yeah, there were people that had witnessed and written in their journals back then, as far as watching him sneak off with the 30 people who were 33s, and the things that, and you know, he wouldn't come in to as far as return back home or whatever till the next morning. And they knew he was up to something, but he never claimed to actually be. He didn't want to be associated publicly, I guess. But they would see him sneaking off and then disappearing and going to those meetings. And so I've got to find that. But there was actual documentation of him sneaking away in the middle of the night to go attend and participate. So I'll have to look that up just for the sake of myself, because I know it's been a little while, but I do remember something about him speaking up and going to those meetings. So if anybody knows anything about that, to just, you know, confirm.
Well,
that'd be great.
There is two, and we might do a part two later. Like, I can do a little more research, because I used to be really up on this stuff, and like some subjects I retain really well, but if it's been like a 2 years or something, like the Clintons and like this and that, I could tell you scripture and verse on this stuff. But the problem is, I've been so absorbed with life and other things that I haven't dabbled with it, because we're in such a dark time in our world. To this effect, our president, the almighty Joe Biden, has said that because of all the vaccine misinformation, he is requesting that all your phone texts and communications should be checked, should be fact-checked for misinformation.
Right.
And this is crazy stuff, because this ain't, I'm texting you like saying, hey, I'm not going to get I'm not going to get the jab. They're going, we need to fact check that according to the experts. It's problematic in multiple ways. One, imagine 100 years ago, if they were fact checking things, people believed, the popular belief was that African Americans were subhuman, 3/5 human, and that their skeletal makeup was that of an ape, and that was the science. And understand that even today, you could say, if you took IQ tests, you would have Ghana and other African countries, the average IQ is 80 to 85. Hispanics are in the 90s. White people are 100 about. Asians 105, and Ashkenazi Jews are 110. And that kind of bounces up and down. But the point is, you could say using science that darker skin are inferior, less smart, and the more evolved, smarter people are white, Caucasian, or Jewish. And that would be scientific, or Asian. That would be scientific. Again, that, and then the data can change based on research and test results and who's paid to take them. So there's multiple layers besides free speech. Like, I have the freedom to be racist. I have the freedom to be stupid or smart. That's what America is about, because what you think is smart now, 100 years ago, like right now, what's smart? Technology and the Industrial Revolution. What's stupid? All these backward Amish and Aboriginals, Eskimos, tribes people. Well, what are the environmental people saying? Oh, well, that's the way we need to live, to be eco-friendly. So when they start editing in your text, what are they going to do, arrest us? Go door to door and ask for our vax, like they're talking about doing. I mean, this is terrible. This is Nazi Germany. it's just at the same level. It's just it's the preload, and what's triggered it all? A financial collapse. And what are we doing? We started with COVID. We were at 20 trillion economy. And 21 trillion deficit. So we were a break even, and we've flooded the money market up to 28 trillion, and now they're going to approve another 4 trillion. We're going to be 32, and they get a couple more of these things going, and they're going to double up our debt. We're going to be upside down, and as you we all know, you get double down in debt, you go bankrupt. And that's what Nazi Germany, that's how they triggered that. It's just they went totally in debt, and the inflation went through the roof. It was runaway. And that's what we're dealing with.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got cut off for 10 minutes. My internet went down, but I'm back on. So keep going, John.
So based on that thought, the problem which you're going to run into is we have a president and vice president who have an agenda to run us into a kind of a one world order kind of thing, kind of a UN thing, and they can rubber stamp anything they want. So right now what's happening is Congress is split 49-49, and then the tiebreaker is Kamala Harris or Kamala. It goes 50-49. And they're just going down the line. Oh, let's take care of gun control. Oh, let's get trans rights. Oh, let's ban this. Oh, let's make vaccines mandatory. And they're trying to just stampede this stuff. And there's only one or two Democrats that are getting – they get the stink eye if they don't go along. So they're kind of looking at the public. I mean, we're in a situation that could require the people to seriously question – are we at the end of our civilization, and what are we going to do about it? If I say certain words, this show may be shut down. So, I mean, that's the level we're at,
we
America.
Well, you said certain words, and my whole internet shut down.
We're at the end of what we know to be. And here's the thing with the Masonic Order. I'll tell you, here's one little conspiracy thing. The thought is that everything's a secret. They have so many different symbols and handshakes. Just look at the images of McConnell. There was a guy behind McConnell when they're dealing with the vote for the election regarding the orange man. I'll just use that word. And the guy had his hand inside of his pocket, very kind of like a Napoleon thing. And another time, the other guy behind him was doing the pyramid. Who in the freaking world puts their hands in a pyramid symbol when someone else is talking and they know the camera's on them? And that's what they do. They do the, and you'll see it with Obama, you'll see it with Biden. People will come, they'll stand behind them, and they do the guy from France, their prime minister, and same thing with Justin Trudeau in Canada. They do this thing, they put one hand inside and with a thumb over the flap or the lapel, and then they go shake hands, and they do this. There's a little secret handshake has to be done, and that's come. There's such a problem when Trump was shaking hands with people, right? And they were like trying to hold his hand and pull it, and you know all this stuff. It's symbolism. It's very occultic.
Macron. You gotta speak French.
And they call it the craft, you know, right? It's like the craft.
Make
that's
sure
like,
you
what,
give
witchcraft?
Wade and Suzette a chance to talk. Thanks.
We need Wade. Step up. Take a swing.
Sure. Oh, well, I mean, I'm careful not to interrupt. So you heard, I was telling you Mufasa is the name of the, and Scar was the uncle in Lion King. But
what's the name of the,
Disney.
Mufasa,
Mufasa. But Disney stories are pretty dark too, because that makes an interesting, makes it interesting. You need conflict.
The thing about the original stories are very dark, and they edit the most violent part,
yeah.
So they make it kind of kid-friendly. But if you read the real story, I mean, like they cut off Cinderella, they cut off the foot of the mall. I don't know. Cut off heads and things, and then they change it in the story to, like, make it soften it up. But continue.
Yeah, and the original fairy tales, there was more of a theme of justice more than true love,
right.
About
the Brothers
the
Grimm.
That,
the Brothers Grimm,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the person giving someone trouble and then they get theirs in the end. Yep, a lot of that. Pretty interesting stuff.
I think so, John, some of the stuff that Disney produced, though, they were written by writers like in the early 20th century. You know, like the Little Mermaid, and it wasn't the same writers like Hans Christian Andersen and people like that. Mm-hmm. Like those type of, I don't know what their selection process was, but some of those fairy tale writers were different. They weren't part of the same coalition or group. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, the Freemasons go back a long way. You know, as far as our
right, like I don't know if people like Hans Christian Andersen was a Freemason.
I'm reading that they're around the 13th century. Is that right? They kind of building a lot of England, a lot of the structures there, and then you get Stonehenge and stuff like that. That's
mm-hmm.
a trip.
Right. Hans Christian Andersen. I believe he was in a different region of Europe. So as far as where, his storyline.
I think he was in the Scandinavia, Denmark or one of those places.
Right.
So So, you guys, I was having internet problems. Now I'm back, but feel free to keep talking. But I might have to dip out here and there.
Well, there's another thing.
Right now
thing.
I don't
have
to, but in the future I might.
There's a Masonic temple in Washington, D.C., and I'm just looking this up right now because I'm kind of going back on old history, but there is a, if I believe, it's like a temple, the inner circle, like kind of like the high priest. So it's kind of based on like the Old Testament where you'd have the high priest who go into the Holy of Holies and they have, you know, behind the curtain and no one could see inside there, and he'd walk in and he'd offer sacrifices to God. And they have this room, I think you can go into it, or certain people can go into it, and there's a black cube, and it's Saturn. And this goes again to Egyptian, not just folklore, but religion. And it refers to the alignment and with Horus and with the mythology of, I mean, dark stuff. It's like, you know, it's spell stuff. It's like the wizards of the magicians of the Pharaoh. And that's what all the symbolism in Hollywood with Gaga. I mean, she's way up to eyeballs in this, and Katy Perry and J-Lo and Beyonce with the goat head stuff. And again, then you look at it and it's kind of like their Holy of Holies, but it's Luciferian. And that's where you get, and the problem is if you challenge them, well, that's satanic. No, it's not satanic. It's there is no devil. We just only believe in man, and that there is no devil. So it's just the belief of nature. Worship the earth. And this is as old as, Romans. Paul talks about they worship the creation rather than the creator. And so you'll see a lot of this symbolism. Anton LaVey, there is no devil, but, you know, he's wearing horns and doing occultic satanic rituals. So it's like the deception. It's not real. I'm just doing, you know, satanic things, but don't take it seriously. And if you look at the symbolism of Anton LaVey and Jane Mansfield, it's so scary. And Sammy Davis Jr. was way into that too. And she's doing stuff like, let's see if I can get a picture. But just look up Jane Mansfield and Anton LaVey. And, you know, I mean, he's wearing the devil horns, and she's doing, it looks like he's going to sacrifice her kind of stuff. Jane Mansfield, let's check that out. And the point is, it's all Luciferian. Oh, here we go. Jane Mansfield, Anton LaVey images. Check it out. Oh, yeah, he's got the dark cape on with the horns and the Fu Manchu kind of thing with the robe and the pentagram. And he's got his hands in a cape, kind of like Batman, like they're outstretched. And he's overshadowing her. She looks like she's all in white, blonde hair. And let's see, there's a few more. There's a whole bunch of, they did like a photo shoot. And, you know, people think, oh, this is fun. It's like a Halloween dress up. It's worshiping the devil. And
oh, you know, you hear more and more on, you know, YouTube and social media sites, people who elevate others for their talent or whatever skills. So now they're normalizing the goat. They're the goat, you know, there's the goat.
Okay.
You know, and so it's like, so they're normalizing that and promoting it as a good thing because they're praising their skills or again, talent. Whether it be in music, sports, whatever. And, so.
By the way, she's...
The other day, I'm like, what is this goat thing? Why are they... The goat. He's the goat, you know. Is that right?
And Jesus talks about why he separates the sheep from the goats. And you look at the Baphomet, you know, it's this goated, this half-human, half-female, half-male goddess, God, and it's with two children sitting on the lap. You look at the images I'm looking here with Anton LaVey. He's got a skull on a table, and then there's a bat, It's a lion, a dead lion on the ground, and, you know, where they have the spread out body on the ground with the head sticking out with the teeth, and people sit on it. It's kind of like the famous rug kind of stuff for trophy hunters. And she's opening. Let's see what she's got. Oh, she's got a skull in her head. I mean, skull in her hands, two hands. She's holding it. She's sitting kind of like on a little pillow on the ground and with a little mini table next to her, kind of like a little mini coffee table. Got the little skull on one skull on the table, and the other one she's cradling in her hands. And Anton's over kind of with the black robe and outfit and the horns, either red or white devil horns. It's a black and white picture, so I can't tell. And he's got his pentagram on, and he's got the kind of like a cane, but it's kind of like a devil cane. I don't quite see what it symbolizes because the picture's a little blurry. And it's got all the imagery behind it, very dark imagery. And the point is, you know, we know what happened to her. She drove and ran into a truck, and they say it beheaded her. And other stories, they say, well, that didn't happen. Well, they remade trucks to make sure that there was a guard on it so it wouldn't cut off the top of a car, so the car wouldn't go underneath it and behead people. And they made a special, is like a special word for it, but it's the Jane Mansfield modification. And the point is a very dark ending to her life. Very dark. And the conspiracy thing, basically I've heard, is that as people go along in the order, say you're at level 1 or 2 or 3, as you're going up to 20 or 30, they ask you certain questions. You have to memorize certain things, whether it's geometry or building or moral code. You have to answer, and you don't get in by yourself. Two people have to recommend you within the craft. And as you go along, they give you a test, and you have to, I don't know, you spend half an hour or whatever with someone, and they teach you just to meditate or to think about the concepts. And then they give you a test, and they ask you questions. Well, here's what I've heard, is that as you go along, when you get to the higher levels, they'll ask you things like, would you kill someone in sacrifice to Satan or something like that? And a person will go, oh, no way, you know, Brotherhood of Man, or I'm a Christian, I would never do that. And they'll say to them, good answer. That's what we wanted to hear. And then they say, well, we'll get back to you, but they never get promoted. So what I've heard is that the person goes, oh, I'll do it for the craft or for whatever, and they go, you know, move forward to the next level. That's what I hear, that when you get to the top 2 or 3 levels, it gets dark, dark, and because it's a secret code, no one knows. And if you do, you got major problems. So.
And we have, you know, on our fiat currency, our fake money, our our financial notes, debted notes, we have the pyramid, which is also, you know, with the all-seeing eye, which is also tied into that. You know, people say Illuminati, but, you know, I mean, call it what you will, but it's actually tied into the Freemasonry organization, you know, at the start of our country. Were you going to say something earlier, Wade? I'm sorry, I didn't kind of jump in there.
Oh, right. I was just mentioning earlier that Hans Christian Andersen was Dutch, but that was a while back. But I'm listening.
Okay.
Well, with the dollar pyramid, there's a lot of symbolism, and that's even a thing on of itself. Because it's they say, now those within call it the innocent society of life, they go, oh, that's just all seeing eye of providence. It just means, you know, God will bless us kind of thing. And they kind of, but then the problem is on a pyramid. I have to count it. I think it's 13 levels on it, something like that. It's not great symbolism. And underneath it says Novus Ordo Cyclorum, which I think it's something like a new order or new beginning or something like that. Let's see what that means. The point, it's like a new world order.
A new world order, yeah.
And I think the other one, Annuit Acceptus, I think it's something like God will bless us in this endeavor or something like that. Again, these are things like I could do a little more research. You could go two or three shows about the history of this stuff and the design, because they came up with a design for the for DC, and there one guy did it a whole way, and then the fathers, you know, you had several people. You had Washington, but you also had, you know, like people like John Adams, and you had Benjamin Franklin, and they're all throwing in their you know, their 10 cents worth. And our country had some very interesting things. I mean, Benjamin Franklin saved our rear end. I mean, he went to France and got the money with him and Adams. And Adams was jealous because Ben was partying every night. He'd show up with his little raccoon or hat and kind of like a colonial patriot gear. And you had all these French, you know, dressed with all that, you know, kind of the outfits of the era, you know, with the women with the, you know, the cleavage popping out, and the men with their wigs and all these other outfits, the little ruffled shirts and the vests, and then little slipper kind of shoes. And then you got, here's Ben. He's like Daniel Boone, right? It's like mountain man. And the women are just like digging it, right? You know, like they're digging the testosterone. And Adams is at home, or like he's at the office doing all the paperwork, and Ben's smoozing and probably banging a few of the women. I mean, he's got these women hot for him, and he's getting the money because the French want to overthrow the British, so they want to finance our revolution. And I mean, some crazy stuff. I mean, they don't tell us this in school.
Right.
But without Benjamin Franklin, we wouldn't have the money resources to fight, you know, England. I mean, it would have been a very different story.
Mhm, mhm. And the connections, if the aerial shot of Washington D.C. and how the Capitol and White House and all that fits in, there's a diagram that someone had created or I don't know, put together. I don't know. Anybody can put almost anything together as far as because of the right angles and just the way things are built, you know, as far as science goes. It was supposed to come out as a, what is it, a pendulum, satanic pendulum.
Right.
And so the connections were made as far as, okay, this is here, this is built next, this is built next, this goes here, this goes there, and then you have that at the end as far as drawing the lines and all of that. So I thought that was interesting, but again, you know, do an aerial picture of almost every neighborhood and development, and sometimes things come up and sometimes don't. When you look up into the clouds every day, you can see different images in there, but that doesn't mean that somebody made those other than God.
By the way, on the dollar bill, the Great Seal is a ancient Babylonian symbol, an eagle with a ribbon in its beak. It was designed in 1782 and placed on the $1 bill in 1935. And it's also can go back to Babylon or Babylonian. A lot of this stuff, it filters down the line to, you know, Grecian or Assyrian or Babylonian or Roman lore. It just, and each one kind of takes it and pushes it along. The other thing, the saying is, "Providence has favored our endeavor." With the Inuit, I know it. Well, just get a dollar bill and look at it. The other part of it is, let's see. It kind of goes with mythology, with the eagle and with serpents, and the bird eats the snake's young, and this. So it's a lot of symbology. It's very similar, like with Mary and Jesus. You have Venus, you have Diana, you have all these different goddesses that begot a God-man that saves humanity. So a lot of these are repetitive stories. The flood story with Noah is repetitive. There's over 500 different civilizations or cultures that have a flood story with a different guy, not Noah. But the main gist of it is, there was a flood, there was a guy, he got some animals in, and he saved the world. And, you know, whether the interpretation is a little different or some of the characters, that's what happened. And I think that's the main thing, is to not get blind swiped. So you have to kind of look at a lot of these origins, and you'll find that they're Babylonian or Egyptian in order, and that's the influence. And we are a sun culture. Anything west of Israel is sun, is Roman. So that's come we worship on Sunday, and we have symbolism with the sun. And then the eastern, east of Israel is Islamic, and they worship the moon. They're moon countries, and most of their symbolism, you'll see the half crest. And very prevalent. I mean, it's right in front of our eyes.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
It's very interesting, actually.
I had to go down to my car a minute, so I dipped out. We still have someone listening to our show, which is cool, and that's nice that that person stayed on the line 40 minutes. Do you guys have any other contributions? Because I'm not going to make the show too long this week. I have to go out of town tomorrow. There was foul play in the death of my son's father. So, it's possible that he was murdered by another family member.
Oh, my God.
I know. So,
at the age you are,
I'm going
possible.
Down to the Minneapolis area to see the family.
But was it a basic natural causes, or was some physical trauma?
No, he was
him?
Poisoned.
Poisoned.
The problem in Africa is that they don't do it. He lives in a smaller community. He doesn't live in the capital. And they don't do autopsies on everybody.
I see.
Okay.
Well, a closing thought I had was on the Great Seal of the United States of America on the dollar bill. It says Novus Ordo Seclorum. The Latin phrase means a new order of the ages is born. And you think of the United States as the most powerful country at the moment on the planet, and they're promoting a new order of the ages. And this is something we talked about. That's what triggers this Illuminati talk, the Illuminated. So these are the elite, those who run the planet, and it's on the money. And who designed
back
this
stuff? Then they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have the internet. They only had bricks and mortar. They didn't even have telephone lines.
Well, you think of the pyramids.
In 1780, I mean.
Well, they've tried to duplicate what the pyramids does, and they can't. These where it's strategically planted, how it aligns with where they can trace astrology, alignment of the planets, you know, dates and things like that, and they can go forwards and backwards, and then, you know, the chambers in there where the sun comes through, and it lines up at certain dates and times that are just amazing, and to the level that they don't have the technology back then, and to make these stones so thin, so precise, the cuts. They don't have the equipment. They talk to modern engineers and they go, we can't engineer. It's with the tolerance and the alignment of this stuff is like within inches, this great structure. And it was designed in a way like a power plant. The base of it, they could harness energy, you know, whether it's aliens or whether it was something that was done or was going to be done. It's beyond normal human capability, and it used to be covered in gold, and all these conquering countries would rip off the gold off of it. That's come. It looks the way it is, and it's been defaced, like the Great Sphinx and others, is because the plundering, the pillaging. But the point of what I'm saying is that this stuff is beyond. Just it's extraordinary or supernatural, and I mean it's super above natural.
So was that a gift God gave these people, or was it just part of the access to the best materials?
Well, you have to ask yourself, why are there pyramids with the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Egyptians, and other places of the world? They're so disconnected. How did they come up with the same idea? Why do they all have it? Some say these are landing strips. Some say there's alignment, you know, for other, you know, aliens to come. I don't know. But the point is, there's a purpose. it's kind of this whole concept, is there a God? All you have to say, is there a creation? Yeah, there's a creator. All you have to say, is there a design? Yes, then there's a designer. You don't have to debate, you know, Elohim or Islam or whatever. All you have to look at is there. It has purpose. Someone with intent.
I agree with
that. So then that begs the question: who and what are the, you know, crime scene? What are the most obvious connectors to this? So when you look at the design of the Washington D.C. and I'll do a little more research this week. The original guy drew it up. And then there were problems with, they were arguing about it, certain things they didn't want in there. And then they had another guy redo it, and it was a, you know, bang, bang kind of job. And then there was budget, and, you know, we're fighting the English at the same time. So, you know, there were interruptions, and then they came in later and destroyed some stuff, and they had to redo New York and D.C. and a few other stuff. So
there was
a lot of history.
There was also a war, you know, in 1812, in which England and British destroyed several buildings in Washington, D.C., the War of 1812.
Yeah. So I'll do a little more research. It's incredible. It's fascinating. But it is a little scary, I have to say.
Okay, well, are you guys okay with ending the show now?
Okay, yeah.
Yep,
I can
I'll
retreat.
Text you midweek about... Well, go. You can do a conclusion. Wait, I'll text you guys midweek after I pick out the thread for the outfits, and then I'll let you know when I'll be shipping them to each person. So go ahead, Wade.
Yeah, it was pretty. And, you know, it's nice to have some topics that aren't right versus left, and kind of refreshing. It was pretty interesting. I don't have a lot to offer about the Freemasons, but I have heard a lot about the pyramids. That's pretty interesting. And one point they make is it's always assumed they were tombs. They've never found bodies in them, right? So,
right, no.
How do we know they're tombs? Maybe they're not. And I've heard that people have shown that there's these shafts could have been where they dumped certain liquids that then created this power source along with the water.
Right.
It could have been a power generator. It could have been all kinds of things. So. It's interesting to keep an open mind.
Well, you know, people mock the biblical story and account, you know, with Pharaoh and you know, chasing the children of Israel and then getting wiped out in the middle of the Red Sea. But you have to ask yourself, we have these magnificent structures in an incredible society, a culture that we worship even to today. You know, people don't just follow this, they worship it. And we're talking, you know, Michael Jackson, right, the king of pop. I mean, the biggest icon in music the last, you know, four decades since Elvis. And what does he do? He does Remember When We Were Young? And he does that video. He's in Pharaoh's palace, and Magic Johnson is the Pharaoh. And he does magic in front of him, and he transforms into a Black Panther. And he goes to the palace. They're chasing, you know, they chase him until he morphs into that. And then at the end of that you know, he does another video where that panther, you know, goes into the streets, and he starts beating the crap out of a car and doing some violent, crazy stuff and grabbing his crotch. This is like the Pepsi video release to the world, and parents are with their kids are going, Billy, can you time to go to your room? I remember watching it with my, at the time I was married, with my in-laws, and they're, you know, they're big Michael Jackson fans, and they're like, oh, Michael, and then this stuff's going on the TV, and we're like, you know, he's
you know,
gyrating.
You know who the real superhero in that video is? Michael Magic Johnson for beating AIDS.
Oh, well,
he's still around. He's
Michael
still around
Jackson
when all the other ones died or fell, and he got HIV in the, I'd say about 1989 or 1991 or somewhere around there.
Well,
yeah.
He got the
yeah.
good stuff, but I think there's some stories behind that too. And of course, Magic's son is turned over as anyone can be, flipped to the other side, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
But Michael,
good or bad?
Well, let's just say he doesn't prefer the company of women. How about that? But the point being with Michael
child
Jackson.
Is this Magic Johnson?
Oh, yeah. His son is as gay as all get out. Oh, totally. And, you know, I mean, the cookie doesn't fall.
It's not that unusual anymore, I hate to say it.
Right, well, you know, there's a little identity problem there. And I mean, we're talking with Dwayne Wade, his son. We're talking with major celebrities. But in the Michael Jackson video, what I wanted to get back to is, like, he's gyrating his crotch. He's grabbing it, and he's got the panther thing, you know, like purring and growling. And I'm sitting there with my in-laws going, I'm feeling really uncomfortable as a, like a 30-something-year-old male with my in-laws. Like, you're not even ready for this. And the point is, what I'm saying is that ideology or culture of magic and pyramids, it extends to Gaga and her symbology at the Super Bowl. And same thing with Katy Perry at the Super Bowl. And you look at Adam Levine when he performed, and he pulls off his shirt and he's got the pyramid, he's got the eye on it there. And, you know, this is beyond, this is just popular. They're tapping into this stuff. There's some dark things, and it goes to Obama and other people. Some of the costumes and get-ups that they wear, same thing with Beyonce. All these Super Bowl all-stars, you know, the biggest media event across the world, and they're doing some dark stuff, very dark stuff. So, and it's on our money. So, I'll look up some more stuff on it.
Okay. But I guess it's his turn.
Yeah,
okay,
it's good to tap
with
out.
With that, we're going to end the show. And next week I'll be performing a video and I'll find my new symbol. But it won't be Prince.
Oh, by the
it
way,
won't be Prince's
I forgot.
Love
since,
symbol.
I forgot since well, yeah, it's supposed to be a male female blurred smashed together symbol is what it is. So it's like a non-gender.
I'm going to end the show with this one song by Prince that has all the symbolism of the Masons. But I can tell you from my Minnesota point of view that he was not possessed by the Masons. It was a Prince original.
Well, at that time, maybe. But I have to say, since Dawn's not here.
Your assignment for this week. Okay, I'm just going to play it. You guys can listen, and then you can tell me what the song means, okay? Because it's worth listening to, okay? So
okay,
here we
but
go.
Since Dawn's, okay, go for it.
You can say the Dawn comment at the end. Here we go. It's called 7, the perfect number.
They must never find us. They must never find us. If anything should happen to us. Together we love to all.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. He's talking about seven powers and that six are going to fall, like six kingdoms are going to fall. So who wants to go first?
Thank you for having the show tonight. Thank you for all you're doing for your show.
Hey, you're bypassing my questionnaire. What do you think the Prince song means? All seven and you watch them fall. You stand in the way of love and they will smoke them all. From your intellect to your savoir-faire. What do you think the song means?
I don't know. I'm not good at I have to listen and think about it for a while, but maybe it means the seven kingdoms and revelations, or I don't know. It could seven refers to a lot of things.
Some say the seven deadly sins.
You guys listen to it during the week, and then I'll quiz you next time.
Okay, because
you have a comment because you always think things out quite a bit.
Some say the seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
His wife at the time was dancing in it, and I think there was some symbolism that you were talking about, not necessarily the pyramids, but you could sense something in it. So,
by the way, Prince, wrote songs for the Bangles. And now he didn't write Walk Like an Egyptian, but that's one of the songs they did. And, of course, the singer, Susie, I'm trying to remember her last name is, but she was
Belinda
she was kind
Carlisle?
Of the gal that's, No, in the Bangles, there was a Susie, what's her name?
Oh, she was in the Go-Go's.
No.
Well, you can go through that. You're excused.
Susie Quattro.
Finish your statement.
Well, basically, she was the one who banged Prince out of that group, the Bangles. So there's a lot of Egyptian stuff that's just locked in, and it hooks into the Masons because they're building things, right? They're into building design, and they're into the pyramids and the compass.
Well, the Prince building is mortal kingdom. He turned his life over to God later, you guys. He became a Jehovah's Witness.
But what God? Because he died a drug addict, and same thing with Michael Jackson and Elvis.
He had a slip up.
Well,
it's not
more
like
than
he he wasn't a full user.
How do you die of overdosing without being a full user?
He's a Minnesotan, what I'm trying to say is you can't fully diss him. You don't have my permission.
Well, he's a genius in that way, but
we all have our manic Mondays,
What did you say, Suzette?
I said, we all have our manic Mondays, and those were his days to do drugs or whatever, but a very talented artist, might I say.
I don't think he intended to die is what I'm saying. People in those situations, they mix up the drugs too much. Like he had prescription drug mixed up with other stuff.
Well, he had manic Monday through Sunday was the problem. And the problem with all these people is they had unlimited resources, monetary. So that's where the problems come in is when you have unlimited money, unlimited power, and you have doctors that will do anything to accommodate that. A normal person like me, you really got to work at it because you got to go to your doctor, and then they're not going to prescribe you stuff, and then you run out of money. But really – from what I hear, it's just get a bottle of wine, two bottles of wine and a bottle of pills, and
well,
that's what you do.
Well, John thinks that's the reason Michael Jackson died is because he had a doctor who was going to issue him propofol.
Right. And he was taking some of that for the pain that he was having because, getting up there in age and the dancing career that he had, it started to take a toll on the joints and so forth. So
he couldn't sleep either.
I get, but he got addicted, and he just didn't know when to stop.
Apparently not.
Okay, well, we have covered that topic before. So with that, you guys, I am going to hang up.
All right. Aww. Take care, Jane. Have a safe trip. And
Don, you
yeah.
can go back to arguing with your past, present girlfriend.
Oh, you know, I wanted to say, since Don wasn't here, what I wanted to say last comment was that the reason we have the Freemasons built Washington, D.C. is because they were white men, not black men. White men built that, and that's why we have all these problems in Washington, D.C. I had to do that for Don because he's not here to defend the black
man.
John,
don't mention why he's away, please.
John, yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to touch that.
His absence, we can get a break from race.
He won't be back till August 12th. And on his political gravity shirt, I wrote the King Black Panther. No, I'm kidding.
I won't touch it. I won't touch it with a 20-foot pole or a 20-foot tree, or he'll dog me for the rest of my life. So that's I'm going to leave it alone.
I know what you meant by tree, but nobody else does. So
I'm not going to touch that.
But
just so you know, in 2024,
all
I'm going to rule the world. So I'll be
Come
the
on.
Next villain in society.
So the end of the world is in 2024?
I think it's going to be sooner than that. I think the kingdom's coming real fast now.
It's they greased the runway. This thing is sliding out of control. This is like, I don't know what to say. It's like a tsunami of one world order. This thing is coming very fast, and you know, vaccinate and chip, just boom, 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 and no one's. You know, I'm not going to say certain words, but the point is society is going to have to say, do we want our freedom? And then they're going to have to say, how did we get our freedom to begin with? And if we're not willing to do that, we will lose it. This is our...
Well,
this is
opening
close.
Up new cans of worms.
There's a judge in Ohio already mandating them if you have a traffic ticket or a misdemeanor, and that's part of your sentencing, and you have to show proof within 30 days. That you were, jabbed.
Every commercial is saying, oh, vax now. I go down the street, all the signs on the highway construction, the road signs are all like, oh, head this way, vaccinate.
John.
The baseball fields
John.
Are.
Okay, you guys can
judge
stay
is
on
mandating.
The air. I have to go, but you're kind of opening up a lot of cans of worms.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I know. You're going to be dewormed.
Nobody's heard me. Yeah. Nobody's heard me. A judge is mandating. Show me proof within 30 days that you got the jab, and also you need to do community service for blah, 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 for whatever you did wrong.
Oh, wow. That's messed up.
It's here. It is here.
Yeah.
Okay, talking. I'm hanging the phone up in 3 minutes, no matter what. That's 180 seconds.
And you know, we had this
What's
talk
that?
Like a couple
it's
the last couple
I
years.
Because I have to go on a trip tomorrow. That's why.
Yeah. Right.
There was
right.
someone.
No, I was asking John.
There was a
Lauren,
man
by,
of a certain.
I mean, John. By the way, Lauren is in the California border now. So.
Oh really?
Alert the media like you did when I came.
Nice. Well, there was a man.
He's defending your freedom, which you're about to lose.
There was a man with orange hair that was fighting for us to have this freedom, and we had other people on our show that belittled me, and now we're reaping what we've sowed. So I can't say I told you so, but I told you so. This is exactly where we're getting exactly what people voted for, or people didn't vote for and was flipped. And that's another show in itself. But we're already seeing there's things I can tell you about the analyzing that they're doing.
Well, can
and
you
the,
wait
the,
till next episode? Because I have to do something in my computer now.
Okay. Go do your thing.
I have to notify the NSA.
I
have a good day, everyone, including Walt Disney. God bless you all.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Take care.
God bless you.